What does a Christian look like? Now think about that for a second. In your mind, what do you picture a Christian? Different from the world. Now, today I'm going to be giving three main points about what a Christian looks like in this world. And I'm not talking about physical appearance. I'm talking about spiritual. And there is only two kind of spirits in this whole world. And that's you're a Christian or you're not a Christian. So my first point is a Christian is a learner. In Acts 11:26, the disciples in Antioch were called Christians. In Acts 11:26, the disciples were called learners. Now, I ask you, are you a learner today? God commands learners to study, found in 2 Timothy 2:15. God commands learners to grow in knowledge, found in 2 Peter 3:18. God commands learners to desire like a baby desires for milk, found in 1 Peter 2:2. God commands learners to search for him, found in John 5:39. So far, a Christian is a learner. Now let's look at how a Christian makes changes in his or her life, physical and spiritual changes. Now, a Christian makes changes. Well, we all make changes, but do we make godly changes, spiritual changes? In Acts 26:28, Paul is talking to an evil king called Agrippa. And Agrippa says to Paul, "Paul, you have almost persuaded me to become a Christian." Agrippa was not ready to make that big step into being buried into Christ. He was almost persuaded, but not quite. Agrippa was not ready to change from his old ways. When you become a Christian, you have to change. And there's two things that go with the change. You have to stop and you have to start. You have to stop your evil past and you have to start your new Christian life, worshiping God, preaching to the lost, and be faithful unto death. Now, a Christian makes changes and is a learner. Let's look at how Christians don't retaliate against their enemies when they are being persecuted. Now, a Christian does not repay evil for evil. In 1 Thessalonians 5:15, repaying evil for evil is called retaliation. Over in Romans 12:20, we read, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head." If your enemy is thirsty, give him a drink. If he is in need, give him what he needs. Over in Matthew 5:39, we read, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If someone strikes you, curses you, don't curse him back, don't strike him back." Because Jesus did not strike us back when he was on the cross. He did not curse us. He did not say, "I'm going to kill you guys when I get off this cross." He prayed for us. He said, "Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Very humble man. He's a big example to us today, in the past, everywhere. If you go down to Matthew 40, which is on the same page, it says, "If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. If someone wants to sue you for your shirt on your back, give him another shirt. Give him double of what he wants." If you go down to Matthew 44, which is on the same page, it says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you." Pray for those who hate you, persecute you. That's hard. In everyday life, we get persecuted. Everyone has been persecuted in here. Pray for them. Jesus prayed for us. Stephen the martyr, he prayed for us when he was being stoned. Give a drink to your enemy. Jesus gave us his blood. Why can't we give our enemy a drink? Jesus saved all of our sins, and we can't give our enemy a drink because we're so stubborn about our enemies. Now, a Christian is a learner, makes changes, and does not retaliate or repay evil for evil. Now, as you can see, a Christian is very hard work. It's difficult in life. Our first reaction when we get persecuted is we're gonna react like not a Christian. But Jesus is a huge example to us, and we should follow his ways. But a Christian is hard work, but it will all be repaid once we're in heaven for eternity, and we get to see Jesus, Moses, Noah, etc. Now, my question to you is, do you look like a Christian this morning? Are you a learner? Do you make changes? Do you retaliate against your enemies?